Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here and welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club. Today's topic hits close to home because let's be real, sometimes we all need a little support, right? And the internet, in all its chaotic glory, can actually be a pretty amazing place to find that. We're talking about navigating online communities specifically for mental health support. You know, those spaces where you can connect with others who get it, share your stories, and maybe even learn a few coping mechanisms along the way. Ever felt like you were shouting into the void? Like nobody truly understood what you were going through? That's why online communities can be so powerful. They offer a sense of belonging, a place where vulnerability is celebrated, not shamed. It's like finding your tribe, those people who speak your language, even if that language is existential dread or overthinking everything. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty, let's talk about five key takeaways to keep in mind when exploring these online havens. Number one. Find communities that resonate with your specific needs. Are you struggling with anxiety, depression, or something else? There's a community out there for you. Think of it like finding the right pair of jeans, some are looser, some are tighter, and some just fit perfectly. Look for groups that focus on your specific challenges and offer support that feels genuine and helpful. Number two. Remember that online interactions are not a replacement for professional help. You know those therapists we all secretly fantasize about? Yet they are still super important. Online communities can be amazing resources, but they shouldn't replace the guidance of a qualified mental health professional. Think of it like this: online communities are your cheerleaders and support system, while therapists are your coaches helping you develop personalized strategies for success. Number three, be mindful of your boundaries. It's easy to get swept up in the energy of an online community, but remember to protect your own well-being. Don't feel pressured to share more than you're comfortable with, and take breaks when needed. You wouldn't stay at a party all night if you were feeling drained, right? The same goes for online spaces. Step away when you need to recharge. Number four, be respectful of others. Just like in real life, treat people with kindness and empathy. Remember that everyone is going through their own unique journey, and what works for one person might not work for another. Be open-minded, listen actively, and avoid judgmental language. We're all in this together, right? And lastly, number five, celebrate the wins. Big or small, acknowledge your progress and achievements. Online communities can be incredibly motivating, so use that energy to keep pushing forward. You got this. Okay, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine you're dealing with social anxiety and feeling overwhelmed at the thought of going to a party. You might be hesitant to reach out to friends or family because you're afraid of judgment or rejection. But what if there was an online community specifically for people with social anxiety where you could connect with others who understand exactly what you're going through? Think about it, sharing your fears, offering each other support, and brainstorming coping mechanisms together. You could even find the courage to practice social skills in a safe, supportive environment before venturing out into the real world. See? Online communities can be powerful tools for connecting, learning, and growing. They're like virtual therapy sessions, but way more fun and sometimes with memes. Now, let's recap. We talked about finding the right communities, remembering online interactions aren't a replacement for professional help, setting boundaries, being respectful, and celebrating your wins. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. There are people out there who get it, who want to support you, and who can offer valuable insights and encouragement. So take that first step, explore those online communities, and start connecting with others who understand the roller coaster of emotions that comes with mental health. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need it. And don't forget to leave a review, it really helps us grow and reach more people. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends. You are worthy of love, support, and happiness.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.